off the top, and we hauled them off with Eaton's Girls Camp. My wife went there when she was a child, and so with that, she got the boats from Eaton's Girls Camp, and we went ahead and we got waders off through the flood thing anyway. And so with that, we went ahead and we took all those onions off with 12 boats. And I remember this as clear as I'm sitting right here today. The ditches went through, so if you stepped into the ditches, you went down pretty good. Now, we had one guy that was a midget, so therefore the waders were up to here. And every time he stepped into the ditch, it went over his head.
The first man that was in the produce business in Bradford that actually bought produce from one farmer, processed it, and then sold it to his customers was Joby Morris. Job Morris, mm-hmm. on the little scheme, yeah, yeah. on Morris Road.
Yeah.
And Joby was the first one that did that. And we, my father was second. He was the second man that did that.
Tom,
that bought celery.
One of the things that when you start to do this history thing, you have a hard time going down one straight path.
Oh, that's for sure.
Would you, if someday, will you do this?
Yeah.
You sit down and make some notes,
mm-hmm.
and we'll come down and we'll talk about marketing.
Yeah.
On the tape.
Yeah.
I'm heading out to Florida at the end of this week, so we won't be back. We'll be back at Christmas time or early
Great.
Next year.
Great.
But just to sit and think about it, because there's a whole story to tell about marketing.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And I'm not the one to get into that. We're trying to just talk about how, you see, you've read Vandermeer's book on the swamp tourist.
Mm-hmm.
No, he talked about the people.
Yeah.
But what we're trying to get back is saying, you know, what did you do when you, sure, you did it on your hands and knees.
That's for
you know,
sure.
You put the tog in the mat. You put inner tubes on your knees.
That's right.
To keep
right.
your knees dry
right.
and stuff like that.
The inner tubes sewn on them, yeah. A little bit of cloth underneath them to make it easier on your
yeah.
knees.
And things like that. But they didn't talk about that in Vandermeer's book, you know, and how did you go about it? How did you start, and things like that. And this is what we're trying to get at. So you think about that, and we'll come back
yeah.
at it. And
to finish off that onion thing before I forget, we went ahead and we took those onion bags and we piled them. We put them six high.
Mm-hmm.
Then we put a skid on top of it. And then we went another six high. So those onions were sitting like bulk mm-hmm. in that storage, only that they were in onion bags.
Yes.
Now the bottom ones that are sitting on the skid, they were pressed and they were out of shape, so you'd have to discard those.
Mm-hmm.
And you grated them, right?
Yeah.
And we did the same thing.
You used to pile them so with an airspace that went all through the bag.
Remember you said, did we have any storage? So anyway, with that, no, we did not have any storage, so we pitted and we did things like that. And then I rented space off Sir Mulock, all the way down to there, when we harvested some carrots and some potatoes. We went all the way down to Mulock,
well,
and we'd be working.
Too.
We were working. After the help left, we had to take all the stuff off on tractor and wagon, put it onto the truck, then take it down to Mulock and pile it up, and then come back. Sometimes you'd get an hour or two sleep before the help come to pull carrots again. And you did this for 3 weeks, and you wonder how the hell you did it, but you did it. Now, that was a tough time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sir Mulock never charged me an awful lot to go ahead and store there. He was happy that the space was used.
This is the farm on the, just off Young Street there on the
yeah.
north side of Mulock
yeah.
Sidewalk.
Well, the old man still yeah. was.
Yeah.
Like, the father came down. Oh, this was later. I never forget this because Mr. Smith was a politician, and so with that, I don't know whether you remember him or not. So anyway, with that, he came down, and he was half loaded, and he went into the bedroom, and he lied down on the bed with his shoes on. My wife says, do you do this at home? I said, no. Well, she says, you're not doing it here either. I don't care who you are. So next day, Sir Mulock came, and he apologized for what he's done.
Yeah. When did you first start to get the pallet boxes, tow motors, but also when did you start to get the harvesting machines?
The harvesting machines were here before the tow motors.
Mm-hmm.
We had the tow motors, the harvesting machines, and Charlie Davis and I, we each bought one from the States. There was Dilts and Wetzel that built some.
Mm-hmm.
And then this other fellow was... But anyway, with that, those machines, there were some that were pulled with a tractor, and some you brought the crop to. Like you brought the onions without being like they're pulled, they're lying in the row, and what we had to pull them with in the beginning is to go ahead, and we had two little discs, and they were made out of cast, and those two little discs would turn into each other, and they would pull two rows at a time just to get them out of the ground, to take them out of the ground. Then you left them there, and then when you had those machines already that were topping the onions, then you just picked those onions up and threw them into the bushel and fed them into the machine after you had them down. And I'll tell you, it was hard work. That's for sure. And then they came out, like we used to harvest them in the onion bags. Remember me telling you that I sold some to Howard James? Well, they were in bags at those days. And that's how they were done.
And well, once when the pallet boxes came in and...
The pallet box. I got to show you this. There's pallet boxes. I'll tell you.
Okay.
There's pallet boxes out here that are over 40 years old. And those pallet boxes were made just out of ordinary piece-by-piece lumber, whatever you could get. Now, the silver popper, the wood that is supposed to be a softwood in those days anyway, now they call it maybe hardwood, I don't know. I can still show you the boards on some of those boxes, how solid that they are. And all the hardwood that we bought and put on those boxes has actually rotted. Now, can you believe that? Okay, Thomas, we'll talk to you. How big is that glass you got there?
Oh?
Yeah.
Oh,